10th peg of Bamatziah, 4th Mishnah. Chain Beis Habat, same thing that we saw with the 2-story house, can apply also to an olive press, which is underground. Shubani Basela, it's built underground. Gina Achaz Al Gabav, and there's a garden on top of it. So Nifras, then the garden caves in, basically. Now we have a hole in the roof of the olive press. Now not only do we have a hole in the roof, but the guy he rented out the garden on top, and now there's a hole in his garden. So he goes to the floor of the wine press and he wants to plant over there. So also an earthen floor. So till this guy fixes up, makes a roof for his base pad so they can put earth on top of it and plant again on top of it. The one on top is entitled to go on to the bottom. That's like the Tanakam in the previous mission. Next halacha, somebody's wall or tree fell into the Rishu Ram and caused damage, is potim l'shalim, because it's considered noinus. You don't have to assume that his Kaisel and Elam will fall down. If he's mafka them, he's potter. If he wants to keep them, then if he had enough time to remove them and he didn't bother removing them, then he's chayav, because that's even though he didn't put it in the Rishu Ram, but it's his property in Rishu Ram, which is damaging. That's man lokot, it's Elam, at least as a Kaisel. The Bezin saw that this tree is about to fall down, or the wall is about to collapse, and they gave him a certain amount of time to take care of it. But Nafal B'teichus Man Potter, if they fell within that time, he's still Potter, because he wasn't required to do it so quickly. If after that period of time Bezin gave him, it fell, so he's negligent, he should have removed or fixed it within that time. Since he didn't and fell down, that's his, he's considered a pasheya, and he has to pay for damages incurred.